The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.
MCG Friday night preliminary final number one, the Cats and the Lions. FM 88 here at the G Footy Spotlight for Rex Gorrell Geelong, providing an outstanding motoring experience. And time to go inside the Brisbane camp, thanks to HMC Flooring. Jason Doherty, our own, standing alongside Brisbane assistant coach Murray Davis.
Yes, thanks, Kingy. Down on the boundary with Murray Davis. Murray, last week we were in the rooms after the game. It was euphoric and it was a great win by the club. What's the week look like since you went back and obviously settled in for the preliminary final week?
Yeah, thanks, Jason. We've tried to embrace that energy and carry it through the week, and it's gone really quick. It sort of feels like we're back here very quickly, and the boys have trained really well and recovered really well, and obviously Joey and Big Oscar McInerney back into the team too, so that's it's been two welcome additions.
And we're just talking about the weather off air, about a little bit of rain around, and the centre looks a bit slippery. And so does that change a little bit of what your method might be around the ball at the contest?
Yeah, I think you have to hold really important balance around the contest, which will be important whether it gets slippery or wet through the night anyway. But it's really interesting training at the Gabba the other day. They mow it pretty quickly for the cricket season once we're done up there. So she was a fast hector in the week as well.
Murray, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Ben Castagnoli, Mark Neild and Brenton Sanderson talking to you from up in the box. Round four is the last time you met. It's been weird in the way the two clubs have played each other. There have been a couple of early season meetings down at GMHBA. You had one at the Gabba last year. Do you refer back to earlier this year at all, or is it just so irrelevant now that it's the best part of 5.5 months ago?
Yeah, you do touch on certain aspects of the round four game, certain matchups, the way we had individuals sort of playing. But you're right in regards to the team, I think, evolved throughout the season. So you try not to go too far back in that history. But certainly from an individual point of view, I know the players will reflect on their matchups and what happened within that game.
You're looking after the back line. What's Chris Fagan said to you during the week in terms of trying to contain this star-studded Geelong forward line? Have you been able to sleep well?
Get to work. That's what he said to me. Doesn't get any easier. We had a few handy forwards in the Melbourne forward line last week, and three All-Australians in this one as well. So, yeah, a few sleepless nights. But the players that I'm working closely with, they do a mountain of work, and I'm really comfortable in knowing that they're well prepared.
HMC Flooring, West Fine Street in Newtown. Speaking with Brisbane assistant coach Murray Davis. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Murray, good luck this evening. Hey, can you give us a bit of an insight into Darcy Wilmot? Is what we're seeing on our television screens that he's just a ball of energy? Is that him?
Yeah, that's it, Mark. We're fairly boring run-of-the-mill characters down back, myself included. And Darcy certainly brings a lot of energy. And I think that's a thing that we've seen all year. He's had a few interruptions throughout the year, so he probably would have debuted a bit earlier. Yet as it's worked out, he's played in two finals and two winning ones. And his energy is certainly infectious. And he goes about it the right way, and we certainly try not to curtail too much of that.
Now, we often hear from afar, if your boys, we stay with the back line for a moment, we hear a fair bit about Daniel Rich and Harris Andrews and Darcy Gardner. Another fellow over the last couple of weeks, his performance in the final series down your end, as we've been talking about him before, is Kadeen Coleman. Can you tell us a little bit about, one, him as a player, and then how important he is to your structure?
Yeah, really important. He just continues to grow as a player. He's sort of learning the art of being able to use his opponent as a really important starting point. So that's the number one job as any small back, yet create opportunities as well. And I think with him and Daniel in our back line, two left footers, we've had that for a few years with sort of Grant Birchall and Luke Hodge as well when they were down there. And we just feel that complements the other guys. So Kadeen's doing a great job. He's really tough, and he just seems to have time. And that's what we like about him.
Murray, good luck tonight. We all want to know about Berry. Obviously, he was fantastic last week. He gets off the report. He goes to Oliver and shuts him out of the game and helps Brisbane win. What's in store for Berry tonight? Who does he go to?
Yeah, well, that's something certainly we discussed at length during the week in regards to that role and what all that looks like. And I think Bez has had some roles for us on the outside, and being able to do that on the inside is what you saw against Oliver as well. So he'll have a checklist, if you like, as to who he sort of works through. But the thing about Bez is that it's important for him to go and win the ball and win the hunt. Yeah. We don't want to be reactive, and we felt that we were probably a little bit too reactive early on against Melbourne, and then that's something we addressed at halftime, and we'll encourage him to do the same tonight.
We've been talking up here before you came on about how well-balanced the Cats outfit is, obviously both in offence and defence around stoppage and clearance. Whereabouts do the Lions have the advantage tonight?
Oh, there's not too much between both teams, as you would have seen over the journey with our games. I think both forward lines are pretty damaging, so it's probably who can win that territory battle and then lock it in their forward half. If it's a bit slippery and you can win the territory battle, it goes a long way towards winning the game.
Well, I think tonight, I think if Brisbane are a chance, I think you've got to keep the Cats to under 80 points. I mean, what we love when we watch Brisbane play is that sort of high-octane offence that you play so well, open, free-flowing. Can you keep the Cats under 80 points tonight?
I'd certainly like to, as long as we kick 81 or more. So, look, I think that's the art of it. You've got to be able to attack in a manner that allows you to defend, and we want to be able to do that from the back half. And it is sometimes when you move the ball too quickly, it doesn't allow you time to catch up behind the ball. So
spot on.
We have to be able to do that at the right times, and we got that better after half-time against Melbourne, and we know Geelong are a very good defensive outfit as well, and we'll have our work cut out moving that ball.
Murray, when Mark Newt said good luck before, he didn't actually mean it, so I don't know why you said thanks very much to him, but I was going to say, your last 2 weeks has probably prepared you well for what you just spoke about. You won the shootout against the Tigers, and last week was more of a grind. You had to stay mentally in the game and then grind your way past a good opponent, so it's given you a really good sort of springboard into tonight's game, but you're probably going to have to do a whole lot of both.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a balance of being able to do that, embrace the contest and be able to then spread and take your opportunities in front of goal, and we certainly felt like we did that. It's one of the things that we talk a lot about internally. The players have got great belief from the last couple of weeks, and we know that's good to go into the game with, and we just got to be able to maintain it throughout the four quarters.
Murray, you officially lodge the team in 20 minutes' time. Can you give us an early heads up as to who your medi sub will be or if you'll make any late changes?
No late changes, but I'll leave the medi sub for a couple of minutes' time.
All right, no worries. Murray, we wish you the best of luck tonight. We genuinely, other than Benny, mean it. Benny's a little bit...
Kingy doesn't mean it either,
No, because we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Big Brownie's looked after us from the Lions to have a chat with. He's a good fella, Nick, and we do appreciate you having a chat. And for your sake, we might be talking to you next week ahead of a grand final.
Let's hope so. Thanks for your time, guys.
Appreciate it, Murray. Murray Davis joining us there from the Brisbane Lions. Thanks to HMC Flooring.
The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.